So Thorbjorn was flying back from the WGC FedEx St. Jude. And during this flight, he was on a British Airways. During the flight, according to reports, he engaged in arguments with passengers, became verbally abusive toward the crew, sexually assaulted a woman, and then, okay, that's bad. This one this one got me. Of all the things he did, right? That was bad.
He assaulted a woman. What's worse than that?
All bad. All bad, right? But this is the one. This is the one that shocked me of all the things. He's in first class. He decides to take a piss down the aisle.
Can you say that on the air?
I just did.
All right.
Because we're a Saturday show. We can get away with it.
So why is it worse being in first class and do that versus coach? That's bad no matter where you are.
This is what a witness
That's
said.
That's bad being in a FedEx cargo plane.
This is what a witness said, and this made me smile a bit. He started abusing some of the passengers and crew, then made a pass at one of the female passengers before taking a leak in the aisle. It was shocking behavior.
Hey, why couldn't you say it like that?
Well, what's the difference?
It startled me, and I think we're a little more professional than
Are we?
Yes. Taking a piss in the aisle. I mean, come on.
Why is that vulgar? Just because it's a four-letter word?
Is that vulgar? No?
All right. Why are you so high and mighty?
I don't know. Draining. Our ratings just doubled because nobody's on the golf course right now.
She said, you would expect it maybe on a budget airline, but not in first class on British Airways. So in the meantime, Ian Poulter's on the plane too, and his agent.
Uh-oh.
His agent is trying to calm him down.
Agent's trying to calm Ian down?
No, trying to calm down Thorbjorn.
Because if I'm Ian, I'm a little pissed too, just because this is what you're representing all professional golfers, and you're acting like this. I mean, for humanity. I'm embarrassed. I'm pissed at him out of humanity. People shouldn't do stuff like this. This is bad and wrong.
Yeah, that's a hot sports opinion.
No, it's not. It's common
I'm laughing.
Sense.
It's just, of course. So his agent, Poulter's agent, tried to calm him down, said he was slight, meaning that Olesen was slightly intoxicated. I'm going to say he was blasted. And then the next day he fell asleep. Olesen did. And then when he woke up, the police were waiting for him.
All right, so how much trouble is he in? He sexually assaulted a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
You vandalized a plane.
Yes.
And you're in the air and acted wrong to the staff, which is bad.
Yeah.
Right? How much trouble is he in?
I'm going to say less than
he going to jail?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say only because I'm a skeptic. And only because celebrities or athletes, they tend to get a little bit of a break. I'm going to say he's going to plead insanity, and then he's going to fall at the mercy of the court, and they're going to say, okay, I don't see anywhere where he's had any history of this. And he's going to plead, just give me a billion hours of probation.
A billion.
Whatever it is. You know, I'll clean the highways. I'll do whatever. And they'll probably pat him on the head. That's my guess, because that's typically what happens. Unless the woman
assaulting somebody in today's day and age, you're in trouble.
Well, yeah.
Well, you should be, but you're in trouble.
But what I'm trying to figure out is, that's a big, wide swath.
All right, here's the other side.
Sexual assault. What does that mean?
It's British Airways, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's when you're flying overseas to the U.S. and back and forth. That's one of the majors, right?
Yeah.
Do they ever allow him to fly with them again?
Like I said, they'll give him probation. They'll do whatever. He's flying first class, so he's either paid the freight or he had upgrades or he had so many miles, it doesn't matter. I think you just say, I temporarily went insane for whatever reason. And then you have a cooling off period, and then you get one shot. You get one mistake. I'm thinking that's what's going to happen. If I was going to bet my mortgage
on
it.
If you start screaming and start chanting songs in the middle of, like, having a blast and then passing out, yeah, you get one more thing. But when you defile an airplane...
I'm trying to picture this.
I mean...
Standing in the aisle.
That plane's going out of service, right? You're taking that airplane out of service.
Get a little rug cleaner. Get a little rug doctor on it.
And...
It's not like he squatted in the aisle.
That's some serious stuff.
I'm not disagreeing.
And what's the RNA do to him?
The RNA doesn't have any jurisdiction over the European Tour.
Who does?
European Tour.
What's the European Tour do to him?
Slap him on the hand.
No way.
They will do this exact same thing the PGA Tour would do. They would say, why don't you take, like, 6 months off?
Yes, that's what they're going to do. Yeah. You need to take 6 months off.
Hey, it's the end of the season. There's no majors going on. Who cares?
Get clean. You obviously have an alcohol problem or something else.
I want to know what slightly intoxicated means.
Slightly intoxicated. From Ian Poulter's agent, slightly intoxicated means that you're one drink away from passing out. That's what that means.
He needed one more drink.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. He was pissed on himself.
Okay, so I always like to bring this up for you.
What?
So you tend to get upgrades in first class because of the miles and all that stuff.
I used to. I don't travel as much anymore.
Okay. You're confronted with that. What do you do? You're in the aisle seat.
You know.
And some guy just
unzips
and let's fly.
I'm going to say I used to be so bad at... If somebody's not doing the right thing, I'm going to make them.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say that if he's taking a leak in the middle of the aisle, I'm going to consult with somebody else to say, what the hell do we do with this guy? If he's assaulting a woman,
yeah.
I'm on his ass.
I agree with that.
I am on his ass, and I don't care if I get hurt. I don't care if they put me to jail.
Right.
I'm pulling him off of her.
I would agree with that.
With 100% certainty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you probably have help.
You would hope.
If you needed it.
Yeah.
But yeah, taking a whiz, I don't know where that falls. I mean, incredibly bad taste.
So if it's early in the flight, man,
I know.
It's going to smell for how long? And I mean...
Well, unless he's been hydrating the whole time.
I'm sorry, I understand this is mildly funny, but I picture myself being on that airplane thinking, how sorry.
Yeah, that's a long flight, too.
Yeah.
Across the pond. You're not taking the Concorde.
No.
Anyway, I hate seeing that, but you very, very rarely do you see something like that in golf. You don't even hear that from John Daly.
No, he's got...
He takes a bus anyway.
He's got more class than that.
Maybe we'll
John
find.
Daly's got more class than that.
Okay, so here's the other question. In this day of Me Toos and everybody's got to do the right thing, and I get it. Do you think Nike has a clause in their contract?
With 100% certainty, yes. With 100% certainty.
Okay, so now let's take it one step further. Do you think Nike had a clause when Tiger Woods was going through his issues?
Yes.
Because they didn't leave him.
Nope.
They cut back a little bit.
They had a whole line of TW that they couldn't...
Right.
They leave them. What do they call it? Yes. Mm-hmm. Since O.J. Simpson...
Right.
They all have that O.J. Simpson clause.
Anyway, so even the world of golf is not immune to nefarious behavior.
Mm.
So, Thorbjørn Olesen, I hope you're sleeping it off. And
oh, my God.
See.
So, our buddy P1 Nate...
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I can read this.
What does it say?
Imagine if he had just been served asparagus on the flight.
Okay.
Not funny. It's funny. Not funny.
It is funny.
It's funny because we're not on the flight. Could you imagine sitting next to him?
No. 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 But funny. Not bad.